Wow, kids, your books are here. I will give them to you once this story gets completed. So, where were we? Alright, let's start. She kept trying again and again. She would jump, but miss the grapes by a few inches. Tired and exhausted, she finally accepted the fact that these grapes were just not meant for her. Huffing and puffing, she finally stopped jumping and sat down. When she looked at the delicious, juicy grapes, she felt like they were teasing her. Disappointed, she turned to leave. She had accepted the fact that she would never reach the grapes. Just then, she saw a mango tree, and on that mango tree sat a monkey. The monkey had been observing the fox for a while, and he asked the fox, "What happened, sister? Why are you going back without eating the grapes?" The disappointed fox replied,
"Brother, I don't want to eat these grapes. They are sour."
Saying this, the fox ran away from the farm and never looked back. So kids, this story teaches us that we should accept our failures instead of pointing fingers at others. There is an English proverb for this, which is, "A bad workman blames his tools," which means when someone cannot do something right, they blame it on others. And that is extremely wrong. We should always accept our faults without finding excuses. All right, kids?
Okay, Didi.
Good. So now it's time to take down your homework. Have you experienced a situation where someone had made a mistake and then blamed it on others? You too now have to write about one such experience. All right?
Okay, Didi.
Okay, kids. This is all for today. I will see you in the next class with a new story. Until then, goodbye. Take care.
Bye-bye, Didi.